For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Republicans will now have a 53-seat majority in the Senate, having successfully defended a Mississippi seat in a runoff election. Democrat Mike Espy conceded the race to incumbent Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith, who had stumbled over a comment about attending a public hanging.
I congratulated her on her victory tonight, and she has my prayers as she goes to Washington to unite a very divided Mississippi.
Political columnist Leslie Sanchez says Hyde-Smith had the edge going into the runoff vote.
The biggest indicator was that double-digit lead that Hyde-Smith had going into today. In most cases, you cannot make up more than 1 to 2 points as you get down to that last 48 hours to an election day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
The family of a man murdered by mistake at a mall in Hoover, Alabama, wants answers. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
We ask for patience.
To Hoover, Alabama, where the mayor, Frank Brocato, speaking out about a Thanksgiving shooting at the Galleria Mall as police mistakenly kill the wrong suspect.
There is a tremendous interest in seeing video from body cameras and other sources. All video evidence was immediately transferred to outside agencies that were investigating this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We're set to learn more on Wednesday about last month's Lion Air crash into the Java Sea that killed 189 people. Pilots apparently tried to override an automated anti-stall system. Mark Rosenkirk explains.
An automated system was actually overriding everything that the pilots were attempting to do. Did they understand that they could turn it off?
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A presidential advisor has messages for migrants seeking asylum in the U.S. and also for Congress. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
As nearly 6,000 migrants from Central America remain camped at the U.S.-Mexico border in the Tijuana area, counselor to President Trump Kellyanne Conway says Congress is partly to blame for the situation, as it has not negotiated in good faith for many years when it comes to immigration issues.
And they failed to do their job, and I think it's a large part of how the president got elected and why this continues to be a big issue.
And Conway has this advice for the would-be immigrants.
You can't break the law. You've got to come here legally. We are the most generous nation to immigrants in history.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
One Republican congressman thinks funding the border wall is important. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
More than 5,600 migrants from Central America are camped out at the U.S.-Mexico border in Tijuana. Tijuana police and federal officers are stepping up their enforcement, and some migrants are also looking into seeking asylum in Mexico. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says we need to build that wall.
That was the biggest promise Republicans made the voters in 2016. So we had better fight for that. We had better put it on the December 7th funding bill. Again, the single biggest issue that the American people elected Republicans to accomplish in 2016.
Jordan was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.